Paul wrote in Hebrews 13:17, "Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you." Do you have anyone who holds you accountable for the way you live the Christian life? I had parents that kept a watchful eye on their children. When I was 11 years old, Dad put my brother and me to work in the lawn care business. He bought us two push mowers, not self-propelled. Gasoline was 20 cents per gallon. He furnished the equipment and the gasoline. He told us to go door to door in the neighborhood to solicit business, and he said always let the customer set the price. We were cutting 1-acre lots for $2 to $4 a piece. He would go to work early on those summer mornings, then call our house about 9 a.m. and ask, "Why are you not cutting grass?" We would say to him, "We're waiting on the dew to dry." When he got home, he inspected our work. If blades or grass were standing in the customer's yard, we had the privilege to go back and correct the job. When we were old enough to drive, we had to tell them where we were going and when we would return. When we went to work in grocery stores, we answered to the manager for the quality of our work. When we went to college, we answered to the professors, and Dad always wanted to see a copy of our grades at the end of every semester. After getting married, I found the wise decision is for the spouse to be accountable to the other. That builds trust in the relationship. Delaney and I have shared daily what we would be doing and where we would be going. As a pastor, I can't always predict that accurately. With smartphones, I may always be reached, and I always tell my administrative assistant where I am during working hours. Whether we're intentional or not, people recognize whether we are maturing spiritually. If we do not have a person or peer group observing, we may not give the Lord our best. The writer of Hebrews shares some closing encouragement to the church. Paul shared the priority of every pastor and church leader to care for the spiritual welfare of the members. The people should conduct themselves as servants of Christ so that the leaders will consider it a joy to be their shepherd. There is a reminder, the shepherds are responsible to God for their leadership of the church. All of us are accountable to God for what we think, say, and do. For the believer, what a humbling thought that we will give an account for how we invested our lives at the judgment seat of Christ. Christ dwells in us in the person of the Holy Spirit. It's not a matter of whether Jesus knows how we live. He is present within us at all times. Let's live a life that glorifies the One who died for us.